Monday, July 31st, Michael Vaughn with Brian Acker of Acker Finley for his regular update. And Brian is, we're at the last day of the month, the time for rebalancing, and this was a pretty good month, both for the Canadian and U.S. funds. You've got back what you lost.
I've got back what we lost. Amazing what happened in the last week.
Well, you're up 6%. According to Canadian fund, you're up 6% of the year on the year, and 5.6% of that gain within July.
That keeps us flat or up a little against the TSX for sure, but we're maintaining our lead even on the rebalancing fund. So it's heavily weighted, probably 35% weighted in metal stock. Inco has been a big winner for us, as well as Falconbridge. So as it goes, we love metals, and we continue to be heavy investors.
Now let's look at the U.S., the value 50. You had a good month on the U.S. side, too.
Great month. After all my whining and complaining to you, that Wall Street was selling hard the oil. Come back and love them last week. All of a sudden, all of them made new highs in terms of not only reported profits, a lot of them reported last week, but also big stocks. So finally, Wall Street recognized that oil has the profits and pushing up prices. See more to come there.
So, what do you think the rebalancing? What do you think the funds are going to look like in August?
Probably much the same as July. I see really no real difference in our metal meeting in the Canada Caucus. Obviously, next Tuesday when we sit down, we can give you the definitive numbers. But also, I see we're going to sell probably Oxy petroleum into one of our top positions in the top 10 at the value 50. But it looks like we're going to take a major position in Devon. Selling a very expensive oil, buying a cheap.
Well, I mean, you call these cops. You know, I call it the market going into the tank. I did a couple of months ago, and we had the discussion of why can't you be on the sidelines? When you see it coming, you've got a good macro overview around here. Here it comes. Let's get out and avoid the tank.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I collect these nuggets. You're off in Italy or wherever you're off. Some market statistician went back, looked at the last 5 years. And if you look at the last 5 years in the S&P 500, really the S&P has only been up 4.3% over the last 5 years.
Yeah, after the big
if you took out the five biggest days, just 5 days of the last 5 years, the S&P is down 38%. Now, I know my this is what I've learned way back, that you can't
risk being on the sidelines.
You can't risk seeing me. If you miss those 5 days out of the 5 years, your returns are looking quite different than ones if you had included those 5 days. Market timing just does not fit.
Well, they had great returns in July, and part of it is because people think that the U.S.